Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch. At Rising Moon Astrology, I blog and podcast about each new and full moon. I also offer chart readings. To find me and learn more about my work, go to risingmoonastrology.com. On Facebook, I'm at Rising Moon Astrology. The podcast is available on iTunes, where you can like and subscribe. If you would like to support my work with a monthly pledge, you can find me at patreon.com at Rising Moon Astrology. This is my overview for the full moon in Scorpio. Scorpio is a mysterious, shadowy, hidden energy, very interested in things no one else knows and the interplays of power. It might seem as though this energy is at odds with the blooming, beautiful, open time of spring. And yet, even now, it's important for us to pay attention to what is not obvious. This Wednesday, just before 5:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the full moon arrives. This is the Scorpio full moon. Sitting at 20 Scorpio, the moon opposes the sun at 20 Taurus and will look most full in the sky on Wednesday night. Scorpio is fixed water. Here, still waters run deep. Scorpio knows who has skeletons in the closet and where the bodies are buried. Scorpio knows all kinds of secrets and rarely tells. This sign loves to know things, all kinds of things, in all kinds of ways. Knowledge is power, and Scorpio loves power. During this full moon, a window opens. We may see things, learn things, possibly things we would rather not know. We may also connect with hidden ways of knowing, for Scorpio is interested in these too. This is the sign of the occult, of psychic connection, of what cannot be seen or understood with the ordinary senses. Surely this blooming, burgeoning time of spring is not right for a Scorpio moon. Everything is budding, leafing out, ready to be seen and appreciated with our physical senses. Why should this secretive, shadowy energy show up now? The technical reason is that Scorpio opposes Taurus, who, as the patient gardener, is tending this time of new growth. The underlying truth is that all the bright new growth of Taurus potentiates everything Scorpio represents. When the world seems fresh and new, we need the reminder of what lies beneath. The full moon is closely connected to Pluto, ruler of Scorpio and the great alchemist who brings transformation to all things. Pluto is retrograde, not too unusual for this outer planet, but still a reminder that we need to pay attention. Important things are happening. Pluto will trine the sun and sextile the moon, flowing energy to these two in a way that emphasizes the connection between above and below, the seen and the unseen, open and hidden. Check your birth chart. I always say this. You don't absolutely need to, of course. Understanding the full moon itself is helpful. But when we know how a particular set of transits, in this case, an intense full moon, will touch our birth chart, then we can anticipate how the energy might show up for us. This is a time for transformation, and it can help to know how and where change might happen. What's intriguing about this full moon is the kind of double pattern we see in the sky, both sides of which point to big changes. The fire energy that has been dominating everything is still strong. Eris, Uranus, and Mercury are together in Aries. Venus is also in Aries. And since both Venus and Mercury are speeding up as they come out of their retrograde periods, they add to the speed of change. Saturn, still retrograde in Sagittarius, continues to trine the Eris-Uranus-Mercury group. Maybe he can rein in the excesses of the revolutionaries. But maybe his attempt to set limits will only build up the pressure until something blows. Meanwhile, the north node of the moon, the arrow pointing to the future, has moved into Leo. This completes a grand trine in fire that will push change forward. We are all feeling this. The pace of life seems faster. Weird changes, many unwanted, seem to be flying at us from all directions. Yet within this maelstrom, there are brilliant flashes of genius and wonderful opportunities. How do we cope? How do we even know where to look, what to watch for? Scorpio, the other side of this double pattern, can help answer this question. Scorpio is in touch with the field. We all have these contacts. We all know what they are. Scorpio is our spidey sense. Scorpio is our ability to sense the force when our helmet is down over our eyes. Maybe in the movies, it's the hero who shows these unusual abilities. But we are all heroes, each at the core of our own stories. Have you ever wondered about your intuition or wished to develop a keener awareness of these more hidden ways of knowing? This full moon will be the opportune moment. Ask the moon how you can connect more deeply to your inner knowing. There are also opportunities for healing here. Because of the wide orb allowed the sun and moon when calculating aspects, both Neptune and Chiron will trine the moon and sextile the sun at the full moon. These aspects are fairly wide, but given the nature of this Scorpio time, I feel they are still significant. Neptune represents the cosmic flow of information and connection. She is also nebulous, foggy, and confusing. Chiron is the wounded healer who brings awareness of where we've been wounded so we can find healing. These two offer different possibilities that range from accessing deep healing of shadow wounds to triggering fear. Being aware that fears can arise will help us work with them as windows to healing rather than being swept away by them. With all the fiery energy around at this full moon, it will be best to avoid open conflict or situations in which anger can get out of hand. Use the inner awareness that Scorpio brings to stay aware of places and people you might prefer to avoid. If conflict does arise, use Scorpio to observe what is fueling the anger. And avoid Scorpio's propensity for sarcasm. Snarky comments could backfire. Remember, Taurus and Scorpio can work together. Taurus is calling us out into nature at this time of year. Go ahead, take that walk, and bring your Scorpio senses along. Choose a natural setting you love, a place meaningful for you. Enter, then pause. Close your eyes. Let your awareness reach into the space around you. What can you sense below the surface? If you put your hand on the trunk of a tree or a stone or the soil, can you feel the life within it? Think of a question. Is there an issue that comes up for you, something you would like some guidance on? Ask this question of the place where you are. Choose a number between 4 and 10. Now open your eyes and continue your walk. Whatever your number is, the next X things you notice that jump out at you in some way are bringing messages about your question. Notice them. This is just one way to combine the solid stability of Taurus in the natural world with the hidden insights of Scorpio that flow through everything. Somehow, this full moon will combine those for you. This is Mary Pat Lynch, wishing you all of the insight and deep knowing a Scorpio full moon can bring. I invite you to visit my website, find me on Facebook, like and subscribe at iTunes, and consider a pledge to support the creation of this blog and podcast. Thank you for listening.